Hi, welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of April, we will be exploring the topic, Believing His Salvation. April 13, His Announcement. Go to my brethren and say to them, I ascend to my Father and your Father and my God and your God. John 20, verse 17. Visiting Magdala was one of the most impactful experiences of my life. We visited this ancient site, including the oldest excavated synagogue in Galilee. Aside from the archaeological park, the location includes the Magdalena Institute, which was inspired by the encounter of Mary Magdalene with Jesus. One of the many objectives of this institute is to support women who are seeking spiritual healing and renewal. This center of applied archaeology made a profound impact on me. Luke mentions that 7 demons went out of Mary of Magdala and that she became part of the group of women who were with Jesus. The Gospels place her at the crucifixion scene. On resurrection morning, she came to the tomb, and when she saw that the stone had been rolled away, she went to get Peter and John. She stood outside of the tomb weeping, as she had not heard the news of Jesus' resurrection. When asked about the reason for her weeping, she said, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." John 20, verse 13. She wanted the body of her Lord to be appropriately taken care of. This was her Lord, who had healed and restored her. Through her tears, she saw a man and, thinking he was the gardener, asked him about the location of the body. Then she heard Jesus calling her name, Mary. Can you imagine the tenderness of his voice and the joy of her heart? She appears to have been the first person to see the risen Christ, perhaps because she needed him most. Jesus commissioned her to take a message to his disciples, and that's why she has been called the Apostle to the Apostles. His announcement contains a reference to him going to the Father and Jesus' personal identification with his disciples as his brothers. I ascend to my Father and your Father and my God and your God. John 20, verse 17. Mary joyfully announced to them, I have seen the Lord. John 20, verse 18. Jesus is always close to us, in all places and situations. In our grief, he reveals himself to us as the risen Christ, and he knows each one of us by name.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!